assignment. I guess you got the baton handed to you in the middle of the night, right?
That's right. We just done a shift change.
Good morning to you, Simon Mott, with Doug as well here this morning. How's it all going? How have you done a shift change? The cots are downstairs for the people having to sleep, I suppose, and you've taken over.
That's right. We've got a whole new team in here.
I love it.
What's the latest that you're hearing, sir? What information were you given from NEOC?
So, as you just mentioned, we're starting to experience the outer rain bands from Tropical Storm Ian. Pretty torrential rain coming down at the moment. And so a little bit of thunder. We're anticipating the conditions will continue to deteriorate and tropical storm force winds probably will start to be experienced in the next few hours. So generally, the situation in terms of emergency services and things is fairly calm. Somebody was recently transported, I think, up to Help City. But as you mentioned as well earlier, the roads are pretty clear. And, you know, at this stage, it's still a bit of a watch and a wait game. I do have Mr. Tim McLaughlin here with me from Medical Relief Services as well. But just generally, you know, it's close to hurricane strength now, this tropical storm Ian, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, I noticed that a little while ago. We were watching the different reports from the National Hurricane Center, and it's kind of been sort of creeping up like 5 mile an hour increments, Simon, over the last sort of 5-6 hours, hasn't it?
Right, exactly. I think it's really what was anticipated, that the system would start to power up. You know, one of the concerns I think we have is, you know, we may be sufficiently far away to avoid the hurricane force winds. We expect heavy rain, flooded roads, very difficult driving conditions. As you mentioned, keeping people off the roads. You know, the waves is possibly going to be a concern, because low-lying coastal areas along the south coast, in particular parts of the Red Bay stretch, you know, some of the areas where in the past we've seen waves breach the coastline, you know, as the system approaches and moves off to the southwest, really, and then and tracks to the west, you'll start to see the south coast get impacted by pretty heavy swells and waves, possibly a little storm surge. You know, we're hoping that, you know, that Red Bay area and the southwest point's not going to sort of enter people's homes or anything on the ground floors, but, you know, that's something we're concerned about. We're expecting some pretty big seas later on Monday, you know, 10-foot seas, obviously 10, even up to 14-foot, but that's kind of more of an offshore situation. That's one of our concerns.